Hey, Bird.
Oh, yeah.
That may be a top five song for me from the 80s.
Tweedledee?
Not Tweedledee. The Don Henley song you guys were just playing. The Boys of Summer.
Yeah, that's a good one. I highly enjoy
Donovan,
that.
Did you know that was Don Henley? Surely you did, watching MTV as much as you did.
I don't remember that one.
You don't?
I don't. I'm sorry.
The black and white video?
Very good.
Oh, man. It was so haunting, and it just kind of reminded me that I didn't want to be an adult because everybody looked sad. And it was also, I think it got released right before summer was over with. And so I had this thing that I had to go back to school. It was just, but I love the song. The song's freaking amazing.
What
best
year?
Thing Don Henley ever did outside of the Eagles.
You remember what year?
84.
Okay.
Had to have been.
Yeah, they had there's a synth pop band that does a really cool cover of that song.
Had to have been 84, because I remember I was going into like 8th grade or something like that, or 9th grade. Okay, so welcome to Birdhouse. So tomorrow I'm going to be with you, Matt, and Donovan's going to be in my place.
It's a wife swap.
I have requested a wife swap because I'm going to the Sweden-Japan game, which starts at 6 o'clock.
Well, look at you.
I know.
Fancy
I'm so
pants.
Excited.
That's right. So just so you know, we do meet at 6 to go through the show.
Okay, that's perfect. I don't require much, like a cot or a twin bed for naps during breaks.
Okay.
Like a low-level masseuse. Not like
sure.
Nothing major.
And no brown M&Ms.
Yes, and shrimp scampi every
shrimp
hour
scampi.
On the hour.
Mm-hmm. Every hour on the hour. When was the last time I had shrimp scampi?
What is shrimp scampi? Is it just shrimp and pasta?
Yeah. It's a classic Italian-American dish that's
I didn't think it was any pasta involved. I thought it was just shrimp and some sauce.
It definitely often has some
I
stuff.
I feel like there's pasta.
It can have
but
pasta.
But I don't know. I should
traditionally,
know since I
traditionally,
it
is served over pasta like linguine or crusty bread, which will soak up that sauce. But the name scampi, of course, comes from a type of langoustine made with shrimp.
Okay. We know.
I thought that was the fanciest food growing up.
It's nothing.
I know, but you couldn't tell me shrimp. Oh my gosh, no, I can't afford shrimp. Can't wait till I can go get some shrimp somewhere.
It's a tasty treat.
But then they had like unlimited shrimp at
Red Lobster.
Red Lobster. But I thought Red Lobster was like a highfalutin restaurant.
I did too.
No doubt.
It's been a while since I've been to Red Lobster.
I haven't been since 2006.
How do you know that?
Because it was the last day of this radio station that I worked at in Florida, and we were moving back to Texas the next day, and they took me to lunch at that place on my last day, and that was the last time I went there.
Wow.
You know what? I'm going to knock out two birds with one stone. I'm going to Red Lobster and getting shrimp scampi.
There you go.
All right.
There you go. Worst losses your favorite sports team ever took.
Well, it's
worst losses your favorite sports team ever took. He says Texas Tech Michael Crabtree last second touchdown versus Texas.
That's a big one.
Yeah, that was rough.
Caleb Williams Red River comeback in USA versus Belgium in the World Cup knockout game.
Oh yeah, that broke my heart.
Mine's the catch. That ruined me as a kid. Like worse than the Steelers Super Bowl, the catch game. I couldn't even think straight for weeks after that game.
I mean, Game 6 of the 2011 World Series will always be number one, regardless of the fact the Rangers finally won one. That's hands down the worst loss of any team I've ever loved ever.
I will put Game 3 of the 2006 NBA Finals as one of the worst losses. Y'all think about the championship, like the game when they actually won the championship here in Dallas, but it was Game 3. They're up 15 in the fourth quarter and below that one. That was a that was a heartbreaker.
Yeah, that sucked.
I think the Cowboys lost a couple of years ago at home to the Packers in the playoffs, getting their ass kicked like that.
That's a big one.
I still think, in my lifetime, I think that's the worst loss I've ever seen them have.
But it was so over before it even started type thing. You
it
know?
Was,
like,
but it was really unexpected.
It was
that
so
big of an ass whooping.
It was so jarring to be at home and they had been so dominant at home. That was... I just couldn't believe that.
I think the Georgia Oklahoma Rose Bowl game, the Baker year,
yeah, with,
when they had CeeDee Lamb and Hollywood Brown and Mark Andrews and their whole offensive line. I mean, they were so good, and they were up 17, like multiple times on Georgia, and their defense just collapsed. That I was there at that game. That one hurt. The best childhood summer vacation that you took. Now, Donnie, you may be limited because I've heard you talk about it. You only went to your grandparents.
Yep.
And aunt and uncle.
We never took trips.
We went to Disney World a couple times.
Since your parents have gotten rid of kids, have they traveled a little bit more, or is your dad just like, nope, not doing it?
He's never been on an airplane. And now definitely not driving anywhere. No. They'll go to, the last time I remember them going out of town for a non-graduation just to hang was they drove to San Antonio, but that was when I was in college.
Hmm. Well, what? So they never leave?
No.
God, I wonder how many people from that generation are, Bob's parents are that way. They don't leave. They do not leave Wisconsin. Maybe, like you said, for some sort of graduation or something like that. But he's like, they just don't leave.
We went to Mississippi for my younger sister's college graduation. We went to Atlanta for my cousin's college graduation. But other than that, as far as a just like a vacation going anywhere, no. I've tried my best to get them to New Orleans, where it's a long drive, but it's still doable. But unless I'm doing the driving, it's not happening now.
Does your mom go on any side trips, like with friends or anything, just to be like, I got to get out of here?
No. She's been on an airplane once. She went with my sister and my niece. When my niece turned 21, they went to Miami. It's the first time she's ever been on an airplane.
So do they think of whenever you go to Greece and wherever else, are they just like, what are you doing?
I think at first they did, but now they're just used to it. No, we're going somewhere, anywhere. And that's why I'm so shocked that I've become the traveler that I have, because it's not in my DNA. I didn't get that in my DNA from my parents, so I was even wanting to go.
So my best childhood summer vacation was probably when I was able. My aunt and uncle lived in New Braunfels, and so we would go spend like 4 or 5 days with my aunt and uncle, and my aunt and uncle were active. Like, they liked to do stuff. And so we went to, with my, you know, one of my best friends drove down there with my parents. They were with us. And we went to Schlitterbahn. We played golf like multiple days. And then we drove down with my parents to the coast, to like to Port Aransas or whatever. And that was like awesome summer trip. Because I did it with a buddy. I wasn't doing it with like my family or sister or whatever. Hey, shut up in there!
Oh.
I hope he barks back at you.
Unbelievable. Wow, okay.
Matt, your favorite?
We went to Disney World a couple of times, and that was pretty cool. I always thought when I was a little kid, for the most part. And then
Did you fly or drive?
We drove. But we lived in Florida briefly when I was really little, and so that was easier. But when we moved back to Texas and we drove there, that was quite the hike, as I recall. And we went not that I was a kid, I guess technically I was because I was in high school, but the summer before my senior year, we went to Hawaii as a family, and that was badass.
That sure is. You know, we did take two trips, Corby, I forgot to mention, when I was in school in my tag class. We went to Atlanta when I was in the fourth grade. Then we went to the World's Fair in Knoxville, Tennessee when I was in the sixth grade.
Did you drive or fly?
We drove a bus. We drove bus.
You drove bus.
Yeah. And it was great.
That's cool.
Yeah. I know my mom chaperoned the Atlanta trip, but I don't know if she went to Tennessee.
So how many states, how many states has your dad been to?
Oh, that's a great question. I'll have to ask him that. Because I know they've had pictures of when they went to St. Louis as an early couple, but they drove that up there. I don't know where else they've been. That's a great question. Besides,
I bet you he's driven through Arkansas. You know, you said he went to
To Atlanta, and we went to Mississippi for college graduations.
Yeah.
So okay. He's been that way. But as far as the dad, I don't even know if he's been to Oklahoma. I have no clue.
You got it. Yeah. Ask
I'm going to ask him that. Yeah. No, it's a great
question.
Very
interesting. Yeah.
All right. For next week, you need to maybe even interview him about, like, just go over there and just be like, you know, do 3 minutes on where have you been?
Okay.
Okay. If you were 25, single, and met a girl, he basically is saying if you were just starting out your career.
Okay.
Okay. If you were 25, single, and met a girl from one of these World Cup countries that was in town, so she's here celebrating or whatever and having fun with soccer, and you started dating her, and she asked you to come live over there for a while, would you have the balls to do it at 25?
Not based on wanting to do this, I would have said no.
But you're 25.
25, though. You're not 45.
Well, and yeah, if it's Cape Verde, then I'm out.
What's wrong with Cape Verde?
There's,
you don't know
anything
about it.
No, I am out of here.
Oh, okay.
I am out of here, and I'm going to Cape Verde.
No, because when I was 25, I wanted to do this career, and so I lost relationships with me wanting to do this. So it, assuming that I would have that same mentality, it wouldn't have mattered where the person was.
That would have been really difficult, though. Like, if you were that young and you, let's say they're there for 6 weeks, they're in town for, you know, a month, 6 weeks, yeah. And it's just like, man, this, I can't believe I'm hitting it off with this person from Cape Verde Sweden or whatever.
Have you seen those videos from Cape Verde?
Dude, yes.
We will see you guys later.
So I'm at gone. 55, you'd be out.
I'm
good. At this point, if they're rich.
I mean,
going to Europe. I'd have,
you know that's happened. You know, for 100% fact, there's been thousands of people have met via this event and gotten married or whatever and left their families to go live in Italy.
I bet there have been some people that have had that.
I don't know if it's as many as you think. You may have this, you know, budding romance.
Well, I'm not talking about U.S. I'm talking about, like, you know, Italians meeting.
Right, right. You
know, they're just jumping from one country to another that's a four-hour drive.
I mean, there are people that meet on vacations that are vacationing from different countries. That one might be from here, one might be from England, and they meet in Colombia. And then they try to figure out, hey, come visit me in England. I'll come visit you in America. How do you keep that going?
Yeah.
Or, and this happened, and this is a bit of a different example because they were there probably a lot longer in many cases, but think of how many guys in World War II that fought over there that met women, and some of them ended up staying, but some of them also, when they moved back, would brought the woman back here, and they, vice versa, vacated their family and everything they knew in Europe to come here in the 40s.
Yeah, we knew my grandparents' set of friends. We knew a guy that met a girl over there. He was married here, met a girl over there, and, you know, she didn't come over here or anything, but the wife found all these letters that they were writing back and forth or whatever, and that kind of screwed things up over there. But, dude, it's life. It happens.
You can't help love sometimes. It just hits you right in the face.
You can. Okay, from Scott, There were lots of moms in dresses last night that they shouldn't be wearing that were at the draft. Would you say something to your mom if she was wearing something too low cut or something that was way too tight? Like, you're the draftee.
No, I would.
You're the one that's...
No, but I think that one of the keys to remember with this is these are women that were in their 30s and 40s in a lot of these cases, I feel like. And so I can't honestly recall watching the draft last night thinking, oh, I can't believe she's wearing that.
Me either. And I know you had some of the, you know, the stylish cocktail dresses or whatever you want to call it. And they may have been a little bit of size, but dude, it's fine.
If a woman my age wanted to wear one of those dresses, I'd be like, hell yeah, let's go.
I wouldn't say anything. I let mom do you. This is our night. I mean, dress to the nines. That's all I care
about.
Now, my
mom would never. I don't think she would. I mean, I guess, you know, I'm thinking of back in the day that the styles really weren't that way, but I can't remember my mom wearing anything that was nice really ever. Like, they didn't do that type of stuff. Like they, I don't remember. The only time my dad ever saw him like in a tux was at my wedding.
Yeah, my parents for a variety.
But my
of
mom
weddings,
never
dressed
wear
up nice.
Wear like nice stuff. Church, but church wasn't. It wasn't nice. It wasn't like that.
It wasn't
like,
tight. Wasn't you
that
know.
Looked? Yeah, that looked expensive. That stuff they were wearing last night.
I think my dad, with his job, they had dinners and stuff that they would go to, where maybe not a tux, but wearing a really nice suit. My mom would wear a nice outfit, nice dress, what have you. That happened, because I can recall that. But it, again, like you said, the style is different today, and I do think, like, I'd be curious, Carlos Boozer can't possibly be, what, 40-something years old? So his wife's got, it might be a little younger than him. Like she, that might have been in her late 30s, early 40s.
Is he 50? I bet Carlos Boozer is 50 by now.
Man, his wife, though.
Carlos Boozer age. He is 44.
Wow.
So, yeah, we're forgetting these kids are born in 2007.
Like, these are women that are probably our age or younger.
And especially y'all. We're at a point now to clothes are just fitting. And if it fits, it's going to show your shape. And there's nothing wrong with that. We're so used to seeing those guys in those suits that were three sizes too big and think that's the way you're supposed to wear your clothes. If you wear clothes that fit, you're going to see what you have. And it's fine. I thought they looked
wonderful. You see your mom walking down the stairs and you're like, go back up.
And she would slap me across my face. I'm wearing what I want to wear. Who are you talking to? And I'll go, okay, you're right. That's fine. Wear what you're comfortable with. That's what I always say. If you're comfortable in it, you rock it.
Wear what the Cape Verde women wear.
Oh,
just wear it.
My gosh.
Yeah.
Let's go. Next vacation. Yes. Let's go on a golf trip, Corby. You and I. We haven't bonded in a while. Let's just go to Cape Verde and play some golf.
I am so in.
All right. Let's do it.